is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman filling in for Vincent Fennelli. He's at a county conference. He's traveling down the road in his V8 Ford. He's got a shine on his boots and his sideburns lowered. All right, not really. But he is rolling to Florida, and he is going to the county conference, and he is absolutely going to rub shoulders with some of the top brass of county, and he is going to come back and share fantastic information with the listeners about what he learned and about what's going on and about how it can benefit you in your life. So how do you like them apples? Meanwhile, Sam and Kurt filling in for Vincent Fennelli on USAprepares.com. So I got a question. You locked, cocked, and ready to rock and roll? All right, there you there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to USA Prepares, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You know, when Kurt used to start out and say buenos dias, I used to think it was kind of goofy, but you know what? It's become a moniker of Liberty Roundtable so much to where people who don't even know Kurt, they walk up and they find out it's Kurt, and the first thing they say to him is, Buenos dias. And people like it. It's fantastic. So Vincent Fennelli will be delighted to know Kurt rolled out with his Buenos dias on USA Prepares. You got that going on. We also have our guest on today. And I guess as far as I understand, this is just how incredible and how intelligent and how actively involved and into preparedness the USA Prepares listeners really are. Kyle Harris was a listener, from what I understand, met Vincent Fennelli and has an incredible story to tell, and I get to take part in telling it. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Sam and Kurt. How are you guys doing this morning?
Marvelous, my friend. So you were a listener of Vincent Fennelli at first?
We were, yeah. I listened to him for, actually, when he got on to GCN, I just accidentally kind of punched onto him one morning and thought that sounded interesting. And started listening to him almost consistently, almost every day.
Well, that's fantastic. We love it. Now, let me understand a couple of things then about you. Tell me a little history of you, Kyle.
Well, I guess I grew up pretty much in Montana, and my dad could see. It was really funny, you know. When we were talking off air last time, you were saying, you know, where did you kind of think in terms of getting prepared and stuff like that? And, you know, I have to go back to about when I was almost 17 years old. I remember my dad listening to the news, and he told me, he said, you know something, son, this country is over. And it struck me so incredibly, and I'm pushing 60. So I'm pushing it as hard as I can, by the way. But anyway, it started me thinking, you know, even back then, you know, I always wanted to be independent. I always was independent. Dad kind of raised us that way. He was a Marine Master Sergeant. So he pushed us to, you know, think for ourselves and do well and push hard. So anyway, that's kind of the... I grew up, like I said, in Montana, worked on farms and ranches and different stuff like that, and then became a welder and then an electrician and learned how to build houses and plumb and work on cars. And when we was growing up here in Montana, things were pretty always tight. Money was always tight. And so I'd buy washers and dryers and old cars and fix them up and turn around and sell them. So, you know, it just kind of one of those things, a life skill that I just kind of grew up learning.
Used to be Jack, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's Kyle of all trades, just saying. And so let me ask you this. Why did your dad say the country was over, though, that many years ago? I'm going to guess 40 years ago. Why did he say that? I mean, what triggered that in his mind? Because I hate to say it, but in a lot of ways he was relatively prophetic, huh?
He was. Back when they started the forced busing And then they started the huge welfare programs that were kicking in then. And Dad could just kind of put things together, you know, in his mind really, really well. He was an extremely sharp guy. And he said, that's just going to lead to the downfall of this nation. It's over.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that it's over, but I believe he was absolutely right when he says we're going to have a hard road to hoe, and the direction we're going is absolutely 180 degrees from where we ought to be going. And the reason I don't say that it's over is because I believe one day the Savior Jesus Christ will come, and then it'll be a good day. But until then, it's going to be a rough road to hoe. Kyle's dad's absolutely a spot on target when it comes to that. So you kind of grew up as a handyman. You grew up learning a bunch of different things, and you had this fierce independence about you based on the way you were raised, based on the impact of your dad's statement when you were a kid. That's kind of culminated into an adult life of getting prepared.
Yeah, well, you know, everything kind of culminated in a lot of things. You know, it's kind of interesting to watch the Lord's guidance in your life, you know, because you don't know that you're being prepared for something that you're being prepared for.
Amen to that.
You know, it's just really true. We decided, my wife and I decided, 13, 14 years ago that we wanted to kind of be out further away out of town. This property we really liked and the price was really right. I could pay it off and, in very short order. And, so I did. And, so I started checking. I'd always really wondered about living off the grid anyway. But when we bought this property, we started checking in to see how much it would cost us to hook up to the grid. And that was, like I said, 13 years ago or thereabouts. And it was going to cost me $70,000 to be able to hook up to the grid from where I was.
And that's really because the central grid demands you pull it from central headquarters, if you will. And just you're saying the cost per mile based on how far you were out. Nobody else needed it. It was all the cost on you, not some shared or subsidized or government cost. So you're going to have to foot the whole bill, and you're just like, hey, wait a minute, that's just out of control, not doing that, right?
That's exactly correct, yeah. I actually ended up in the trade as an electrician for 30 years now, and so I thought, well, you know, I always wanted to be completely independent. Well, I ain't paying $70,000 to hook up to a grid so they can charge me money, you know, every month for my power. And so I just started putting things together and learning. I didn't really know all that much, to be honest with you, back then, of how to go off grid, inverters and batteries and all of that. And so I just kind of delved into it, learned about it, and I ain't saying it's without mistakes, and the budget limited certain things that you could or couldn't do. And so I built the best system that I could build with what I had to do at the time.
I got a four-letter word for that, Kyle. L-I-F-E, life.
That's exactly.
You never know what to plan on. You never have enough money to budget what you need to do. You never, and those reality life constraints, you know what? They say necessity is the mother of invention, and voila, Kyle comes from a guy who kind of wanted some of this stuff, didn't know how to do it, to virtually become a self-taught expert, man-made expert on this subject, and we're going to drill into that. Tell me a little bit about your property. What property did you get, Kyle?
Well, I ended up with about 40 acres. Way out, away from town. And, it didn't have, running water on it. So, when I got here, it had a whole bunch of, it's pretty much flat, little bit of woods and stuff like that. But, it had those things that I wanted. It was far out and the price was right. It was, which way I would want to go with telling you exactly. It had a few things that I did want. It had a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't want. It had a whole bunch of corrals and stuff that were all rotten and falling down that we had to tear all down. And,
okay.
And then so I went ahead and tore all that down and put in water lines, put in wells, put in a house, that kind of thing, and just made it work.
They call that sweat equity, blood, sweat, and tears, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it kind of happened as Kyle built up what he's got now. So as you progressed then, you first did demolition, got rid of the stuff you didn't want. You put in a well. You put in the things that you do want. Let me ask you, though, was it an absolute culture shock? Did your wife want to melt down and return to the city, sir?
No. You know, I've got a really good wife. She is a extremely hard worker, and she does love to go to town, so our gas bill is fairly high, and we got grandkids that are in town, so we travel in there, you know, 2 or 3 days a week. She likes to babysit and take care of the grandkids, so, you know, there's travel time, and gas is higher, you know, there's a trade-off for everything, but, you know, it really... she's been really good. She always grew up, she grew up reading about Little House on the Prairie and those kind of things. So she had the, you know, the basic fortitude inside of her to, want to try it and do it. The only thing she wanted was, running water, you know, cause we have lived, before without running water, for a while we lived in Alaska. And we lived up there, and so she wanted running water and her be able to do her laundry and, you know, that kind of thing without going to town, that and a septic and all that. So that wasn't a problem, you know. But
hey, Kyle.
Really, yeah.
You didn't have a daughter named Half Pint, do you?
No. Okay. I don't have a daughter named Half Pint.
Just want to make sure because, you know.
Yeah, I got a couple of short ones, though, but they're not called Half Pint. I have five kids, so they're – but anyway, the – she's been really good. I mean, the first thing we built when we moved out here onto the property, the very first thing we built was a cellar. Even before the house, before the foundation, before the well, before chicken coops or anything.
And the reason you did that is because instantly now you've got, I wouldn't say a full ice box, but you've got the ability to store food in a very cool place. You know that food and water are the most important for starters, right?
Exactly. Yep. The next thing
I bet your HOA requirements are kind of rough for those chickens and stuff out there, huh?
Actually, you know, when I lived in Alaska, I learned a lot of things about chickens. And what we have found out, you know, their body temperature runs hotter than, I think their body temperature runs around 106, if I remember, something like that. It's higher than human anyway. And they have feathers, you know. So what I did is I've got two insulated, and they're not, I mean, the roofs on them are insulated to like R30, but our walls are like R13.
All right, hang tight, Kyle Harris, ladies and gentlemen. He's our guest. He's an expert on preparedness, lives off the grid and more. We're talking to him about USAPrepares.com. Back in seconds on your radio.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby filling in for Vincent Finelli. He's off at a Keanu conference, doing a great job, rubbing shoulders with the leaders. He'll come back with incredible information just for you. The USAPrepared.com, USAPrepares.com. Listeners, so you can be USA prepared. How do you like that? Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. We've got Kyle Harris with us. We're talking about his experiences living off the grid and building a virtual independent place to live from the ground up. It's kind of funny. Kyle was telling us about how he started out, built the cellar, had to demolition a bunch of stuff that was falling down and melting down on his 40-acre farm, his 40-acre ranch, if you will. And Kirk Crosby's like, oh, man, I wonder if the homeowners association liked that. Oh, it's kind of a funny joke. Anyway. Back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Harris with us. Kyle went into telling us about the chicken zone. He learned a lot about chickens, and he mentioned that they run a lot hotter than the human. They're about 106 degrees, and you were saying that you built an incredible shelter for them that started out by not requiring a bunch of heating and cooling, right, Kyle?
Correct, yeah. You don't want to, you know, it's amazing that it can be 20 below zero, and there's still a little gate for the chickens to go out and in, you know, for them at the bottom of the coop. And yet you can walk into a chicken coop, and it will have a noticeably higher temperature. It's amazing how much 50 chickens will heat up. You know, my chicken coop, I have two of them, but the main one is about 12 feet by 20 feet long, and it's amazing how much they will heat up the inside of a of a coop. But anyway, just, you know, that's just kind of one of those things that you kind of, you know, learn and jump into. And when we first moved out here, the kids were here with us, and we had goats. And where we lived in town earlier, before we moved out here, I mean, we raised our own hogs and goats and horses and chickens and ducks and all that kind of stuff and turkeys and all those different things. And because I wanted my kids to have something, you know, it's kind of like I told my wife when the kids were little, you know, children need something to have to overcome every day in order to build a strong character. And so having to go out there and milk the goats and feed the hogs and take care of the chickens and those kind of things, teaches them really well, how to have to overcome everything or overcome life a little bit at the time. And you start out in the morning and then you have to do it again in the evening, you know.
By the way, Kyle, I watched this series. It's called Love Comes Softly. It's a very good movie series. But anyway, it's kind of funny. The city girl ends up in the country and she has no clue what she's doing. She's a grown woman. And this little girl about nine ends up with her and they're together on this farm. And the little girl that's about nine looks at the grown woman and looks at her and says, "How'd you get to be so old and you ain't never learned to do nothing?" And that kind of tells the story that you're trying to point out is that, hey, children learn self-reliance. Children learn confidence. Children learn all those kind of things with responsibility. And, hey, you don't say to the cow, "You know what, I'll milk you later when I feel like it." You know what, you got to do what needs getting done, right?
That's exactly correct. You know, it's not something that you can allow to, you know, just kind of float on its own. It's something you have to manage and take care of. And so my dad had a saying a long time ago, and it was hilarious. And we never did have goats when I was a kid, although I worked on different, you know, a dairy and different stuff like that. And Dad used to say, "If you can understand a goat, you can understand people." And it's really hilariously funny, but you can see the intention of what a goat will or won't do or what kind of a personality they have. And it is just amazing how much that be just not so much chickens, but goats in particular mimic people in so many different ways. It's hilarious.
Well, and it's important to understand you got to focus on the other person or the goat, not yourself. And when you're focused on yourself, you can't pay attention to the goat either, right?
That's correct. Yep. And I have five kids that are all excellent kids, all hard workers. They rise to the top of whatever they're doing.
Man, you're like a terrorist teaching kids to be self-reliant and respectable adults. What's wrong with you, Kyle? No, we appreciate it. We commend you. Now, let me ask you, when you first moved to your 40-acre parcel, I know you put a cellar in first before the well and all that kind of stuff. Did you? I guess you started out then completely off the grid from the get-go, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Yeah, we had, I had a Makita 6600 watt generator that we would run, cause it just takes too long to try to hammer in everything. So I knew I was going to need a good generator anyway. So I went and bought one and that'd run my nail guns and, you know, power up any portable, you know, drill.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman with you, filling in for Vincent Finelli. He's at a county conference. He'll be back soon, Monday, and hopefully we're doing a good job filling in. Thank heavens we've got Kyle Harris, an educated listener of USA Prepares, on the line. We're talking about his preparedness plans and what he's done. He's been at it for 15 years. He started from scratch. It's amazing, in my opinion, of what he's been able to accomplish. And right before the break, I apologize. I blew the break. It was all my fault. I wanted to blame it on Kurt, but it's not fair, so I can't. And I can't even blame it on the GCN folks because it's all my fault. So there you go. But nevertheless, what happened is I normally have a music level that I watch carefully, but I forgot to watch the other level that related to the GCN side of things. So it was all my fault. I hate it when that happens. But I'm one of those guys that admit it, too. So, Kyle, the interesting thing, brief everybody then. You went to propane for a bunch of stuff. Recap that so everybody gets it. What do you have on propane?
Sure. Pretty much everything in the house. The dryer, the cook stove, the refrigerator, the hot water heater, the furnace. Everything is pretty much went to propane. And what I was recapping there for people is, you know, when you put in a propane dryer, people think, you know, it's just propane, but it really isn't. There is a 600 watt electric heater in that thing that ignites the propane. So people have to, you know, all those things are wattage things that you have to think about. My wife likes to do that. In the summertime, she'll hang up clothes, and even sometimes even in the wintertime in the house, you know, she'll hang up clothes to dry. But she prefers her dryer, so you just have to kind of allow for the wattage that you use. You kind of live, when you live off the grid, there's a saying among a bunch of friends of mine that live off the grid, and all of us kind of, you know, come up with the same thing, that you live and die by the amp. And so you kind of watch your power usage. It's not, if you came into my house right now, Sam, you wouldn't know it from a house in town, other than there's solar panels out in front and on the roof and everything. So, you know, there's, and until I took you into the battery room, you wouldn't really know that this house is any different than a house in town. We use, you know, the fluorescent lights that pull less wattage for the chickens and for us and everything. So you do learn to conserve power. You know, you have to, when you really learn to think in terms of turning off the light when you leave the room. You know, it's amazing how much that people, even with my kids that live in town now, they're all up and pretty much grown. You know, they'll wander into a house, all through the house, and every light in the house is on. It's just kind of, electricity is one of those things that is a convenience, and but it has become such a convenience that it's not, no, it doesn't seem important to people anymore. And I think, you know, I was listening to your first hour, and I don't think people understand to what degree electricity controls their life. It's just not a convenience, but it's also, it's become a source of control.
And it has to do with controlling your behavior, but it also has to do with controlling your mind, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll prove it to you in about 30 seconds. Ready? When your power goes out at your house, do you go, golly, I probably better leave my house now. There's nothing to do here. I need to go out to eat. I need to watch TV. I need to turn on my electronic devices. I need to plug in. I need to connect to. I need to, man, it seems like I've just fallen off the planet. The end of the world's kind of come because my power. Is that the way you feel? And if it is, Kyle's making an incredible poignant point, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with you. You know, the and when you were talking on the first hour about, you know, Nixon and how he was, you know, resigned and different things like that, and how that Obama has done much more egregious things and is not being, you know, thwarted. And I think that goes back to the whole mindset, unfortunately, for most of the country, and that is that they have become lazy for the most part. I'm talking they've become lazy. They've become apathetic. And where the country itself is not as energetic or moral or strong-willed, hard, you know, good moral-type foundation as it was even back in Nixon's time.
You got that right.
I think that carries over into our entire lifestyle. It really does. We don't really think in terms anymore of doing things for ourselves. You know, I'll tell you a short, quick story that kind of the way I grew up. My grandpa, one time, told my grandma the toaster had died, and he said, I'm going to go to town and get a new toaster. And so she said, okay, you know, he was, and so he went to town, and he come back, and about, I happened to be over there, I was at the time, and he come back, and he said, he was so frustrated, he was so angry, and he said to my grandma, he said, you know, I went all over town, and I can't find one toaster I can work on.
Which is a whole different mentality now than they had now, because now we say, you know, you just throw that thing away, buddy, come on. He had a whole different viewpoint. That's the way the world used to be when it was you got to make do or do without, and you got to do your best, and you want things that last. And they've somehow morphed us, in my opinion, through marketing and manipulation, primarily in the electronic age, to this throwaway mentality. Nobody thought that way before. Nobody.
Not ever. You know, I remember my grandpa at... He was 72 at the time, and we showed up over at the house, and I came into the house, and she told I asked my grandma where my grandpa was, and so, and she said, well, he's out there in the garage, and so he was out there in the garage at 72 years old, dropping the fuel tank, the gas tank on his old car. Because it had developed a leak on top, and he was going to drop it down and plug it and fix it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A whole different viewpoint that we need to get back to in America, USAprepares.com. So, Kyle, your system, your whole farm, your whole ground, but primarily your off-the-grid living, if you will, really evolved over time. Because at first you just had a generator. Now you got solar power, you got propane, and a generator, right?
Correct, and I have a 500-watt wind turbine also.
All right. What percent of your power comes from what, sir?
Well, probably, to be honest with you, if I had it to do over again, I would not put a wind turbine in. I would have bought more solar panels because probably 95% of my power comes from solar.
Really?
I only really need to run the generator if it's a super cloudy day in the winter like this, and my wife is, you know, backed up on laundry and stuff like that, I'll run the generator maybe an hour for her to charge the batteries up and while she's doing laundry and stuff, and then I'll let the solar panels go pretty much throughout the day. And then if they're really low, if the batteries, I don't let them get very low. I mean, I have adjusted my inverter to run on the top 10% of the power of the batteries.
All right, what I need you to do is put it on the kitchen table for me. The average family home uses probably about 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. Mine's closer to 2,000, believe it or not, but I actually have a radio studio in my house. My wife and I actually work from home, so it's an office, it's a home, we've got 8 kids, so there's 10 of us, or well, now there's 8 of us that live here, because my older kids are grown, but all I'm saying is we got a big family, and we it's our house, it's our radio studio, it's our office, it's all those things. We use closer to 2,000 kilowatt hours a month. How many kilowatt hours a month do you think you guys probably use? Any idea?
That would be a hard guess, but I would probably say maybe 30.
Wow. So the real key, ladies and gentlemen, the take home from this interview with Kyle is if you want to get off the grid, you know what? There's ways to generate power. Wind's less valuable than solar, at least to Kyle's experience. Moving to propane is a big key because those are some of the biggest power-sucking devices of all. Having a generator is absolutely essential for those critical times, but a wind generator or a windmill didn't do too much for him. The real take home, though, is, you know what? Forget about generating enough power because you'll never do it, really. What you got to do is reduce your power consumption to realistic levels. Isn't that the key, sir?
I think it is. You know, it's also a matter of learning. I mentioned this to Vincent the last time I was on with him. I said it's learning to live very, very efficient. And that's kind of, if you really let that sink in, it changes. It changes your perspective, and I think that's what people, if the grid ever were to go down or, you know, something major EMP attack or something like that, everything that you've got is going to become important. And what you don't have is going to become extremely important.
Do you believe that the average person can get off the grid and live a normal house, big footprint consumer lifestyle that just sucks power and you leave your lights on all day and do all those things that you do? Is that possible and really be off the grid or not really?
Well, yes, it's possible. It is possible.
I mean, but realistically possible. Sure, if you have plenty of money and you don't care, you can run your generator all day. But, I mean, realistically, is it possible or is it just too expensive?
It would be way too expensive, yeah. If you had $20,000 to put into a solar system, you could live like you could live in town and pretty much never know the difference. My system cost me, you could replace my system now for about, $8,500, somewhere in that area, including the generator. But the solar panels are so much more efficient now. You'll pay about $1 to $1.50 a watt per solar panel, depending on what size you get. But, you have to hunt around for that. But sure, it's possible if somebody wanted to live completely off the grid and live like they did in town and you had $20,000 to $25,000 to invest, you could have pretty much, you could live like you lived in town. But it would require, a huge initial investment and a lot of upkeep to keep, you'd have to probably put in close to 24 batteries, and they're $300 to $350 a piece, depending on where you get them. So, like I said, it would be a huge investment. It's just much easier, and I think in the long term, wiser, to pare down and learn to live more efficiently.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Harris with us. He lives off the grid. He's done so for 15 years. He's virtually an expert, ladies and gentlemen. Fascinating. Kurt's going to chime in with a couple of questions coming up in seconds as we all fill in for Vincent Fedeli on USAPrepares.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why should I have got your
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby filling in for Vincent Fennelly, ladies and gentlemen. He's at a comic conference. He'll be back on Monday, and then we'll be together live in Utah and in Vegas for the CSPOA conference coming up next week. So stay tuned for that. USAPrepares.com. Kyle Harris, our guest, rounding out the hour. Kurt, did you have a couple of questions for Kyle?
Well, you know what, Kyle, I've been a fan of this kind of idea for years. And recently a listener of ours out in North Carolina, his wife, shared an article with me, and it's basically a 13-page article that you can find on Yahoo Finance. It says how this family of four lives off the grid in the middle of the desert. And, you know, I've just watched as, in my opinion, this becomes more and more of a possibility for folks. And yet it seems like people are still hesitant to, I guess you could say, embrace it. And, you know, and I'm speaking from, people close to me feel that way. And yet it seems like it's a lot about freedom and preparation and real survival, if you will, under the roughest circumstances that this kind of idea is there. And yet the same people that say they're really concerned about that and these things, they don't seem to be willing to go that far when it comes to preparation. Do you have any comment about that?
You bet. I absolutely have a comment about that. And I've got friends of mine that's the same way, that live in town, that You know, they see that there's a huge potential for a financial collapse. They hear all over the news, you know, or not all over the mainstream news, but they hear over the alternative news, you know, the potential for an EMP attack on this country. Newt Gingrich is talking about it and all those kind of things. And yet they're not doing anything, you know, as close to, you know, people, you know, gun sales are way up, ammunition sales are way up, but you know, that might feed you for a little bit, but it's not going to feed you for very long. And it, you know, I think you go back to that old adage that people resist change. And when you can, and the hard mental leap for people to make is that the life in this country is fixing to change drastically. And nobody really wants to believe it, because if they believe that, then that requires something of them, and people are really stressed out in just the type of economy that we've got now, the regulations we've got now, the lifestyle that is so consumed with consumerism, football, foolishness in reality. It's just foolishness. It's like I told my son one time, I said, you know, he was watching, and I enjoy a good football game, don't get me wrong. When it comes down to the Super Bowl, I usually go over to a friend's house and watch it, because we don't have TV like that. We don't have it. I haven't had regular TV in my house for, good grief, close to 15, the whole time we've been out here, 15 years or so.
All right, Kyle, and when things change, there ain't no going back, sir.
Oh, I totally agree. I think if you don't know how to cut your own wood, how to season it right, how to take care of animals, how to fix your own car, you're going to be up a creek. Most all of the vehicles that I own, I can do almost anything with. And I purposely bought them for that purpose. You have to think intentionally. If you can wrap your mind around that things are truly going to change, I mean down to your core, then you'll motivate yourself to do something.
All right, Kurt, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and, you know, I appreciate, you know, buddies like Kyle willing to do this. You know, I'm sure his wife's got to be asking him stuff like, well, why are you on here? You're not selling a book. You're not promoting anything. You're not making any money like this. But the fact is, you're willing to share because you know this is a solution.
Kyle, 10 seconds.
Thank you, Kyle.
Last word's yours, Kyle, 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. People should really consider thinking about what's fixing to happen and do something about it.
USAPrepares.com, ladies and gentlemen. Vincent will be live on Monday. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate all of you. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. Thanks again.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.